to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, July 4th, 2022 in the Gregorian calendar and the 5th of Tammuz, 5782 in the Hebrew calendar. Are you listening from Israel? Do you want to see famous American rap artist 50 Cent live in concert tomorrow night? Well, I am giving away two free tickets in the Israel Daily News Podcast first ever raffle, and I'm going to tell you how to enter the raffle in the middle of the show. If you'd like free tickets, listen all the way through, and I'll give you the directions. Now, let's get to the news. The contentious bullet that took the life of Palestinian-American journalist Shirin Abu Akla was at the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem before it was handed back to the Palestinian authorities after examination. Israelis were, according to Al Jazeera reporting, at the examination as well. The Palestinian Authority Justice Minister says the PA got the bullet back on Sunday and are going to release results of the analysis at some point today, so that's Monday. The idea of running the analysis on the bullet is to shed light on whether the world-famous correspondent was killed by Israelis or Palestinians during an Israeli raid that turned violent in the West Bank city of Jenin. The Palestinians have withheld the bullet for weeks, but the Americans said that since Abu Akla was American in citizenship, they had a right to be a part of the investigation as well. The reports say the bullet was examined in front of Americans and Israeli experts, and apparently the Palestinian Authority refused to send an expert of their own. An Israeli spokesman for the IDF says if there's a match between the shell and the Israeli weapons that were used on that day, they would inform the public. Abu Akla was shot in the face during the contentious raid. Her funeral was contentious as well. People tried to steal her casket for a concession down a route that the family did not approve, and Israeli police officers were seen on video beating those people down. Saturday, the IDF, or the Israel Defense Forces, shot down three drones fired by the terrorist organization Hezbollah. The drones were headed toward Israel's newly established gas rig in Karish. The gas rig sits in disputed waters between Israel and Lebanon, with Israel saying it's inside a UN or United Nations recognized exclusive economic zone, and Lebanon claiming they have full rights to that water. Even though all three drones were shot down, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said in a televised statement that the drones did their job, saying, quote, "The immediate objective should be to prevent the enemy from extracting oil and gas from the Karish gas field," end quote. Israel and Lebanon have been negotiating their maritime territory for months now. However, Hezbollah has publicly stated they oppose any agreement with Israel concerning maritime borders. A border agreement between the two countries would help both economies thrive, especially given that Lebanon is on the verge of bankruptcy. Until borders are established, the waters remain contested, and their gas rigs inside. About 2,500 people gathered at Habima Square in Tel Aviv Saturday night to protest rising cost of housing throughout the country. Protesters say economic challenges in Israel are so large that young people are leaving the country because they cannot envision an economic future for themselves or their children. The protest organizers declared they're putting together a list of demands for the government that will be created with the help of financial experts. The demonstration comes following a rise in tent protests springing up on Rothschild Boulevard, which runs right down the center of Tel Aviv. Tent protests, by the way, were first utilized back in 2011 with the popular social justice uprising that attracted around 500,000 Israeli citizens, all coming together to rebel against the rising cost of living in the country, and that's where the tent protests got started. Since 2011, the cost of living has more than doubled, with the average price of a three-bedroom apartment in Tel Aviv being 3.5 million shekels, or around 1 million U.S. dollars, by the end of 2021. The tents, by the way, are meant to signify people don't have enough money to rent or buy, and now you can see that tents are back on Rothschild Boulevard. The IDF is planning to build a wall around the northern city of Metula. The 8-meter-high wall will be finished within 5 years, and it intends to prevent terrorists coming from Lebanon into Israel. Residents of the city have expressed outrage, saying it'll harm tourism and make it so that residents cannot see the pretty landscape outside of their town. The IDF still intends to move forward with the construction, which stretches from the sea to Mount Dov. The army says they're trying to improve quality of life for the residents. Israel is loosening travel restrictions on Palestinians for the Eid al-Adha holiday, the military body that controls the movement of Palestinians into Israel and the coordinator of government activities in the territories, approved the measure, which gives West Bank Palestinians permission to visit family in Israel. 500 West Bank Palestinians will be allowed to fly out of Ben-Gurion Airport, and another 200 West Bank Palestinians have permission to visit the southern city of Eilat. Tighter restrictions remain on Palestinians from Gaza. 400 men over the age of 55 and women over 50 have permission to visit Jerusalem, while 500 Gaza Palestinians just have permission to visit family inside of Israel. Eid al-Adha is July 9th until July 13th. A Romanian tourist was killed in a shark attack off the coast of Egypt Sunday. This was the second shark attack death in the Red Sea this weekend. A 68-year-old woman was first killed on Friday after having her arm and leg bitten off by a shark. 2 days later, the Romanian woman that we talked about passed away from the same thing. The attacks occurred less than 600 meters away from one another. Egyptian authorities closed off a stretch of the Red Sea coastline and banned all water activities for now. Shark attacks are typically rare for the area, and these incidents are a major blow to Egypt's efforts to revitalize tourism at Red Sea resorts. Israel also has a bit of Red Sea on its coast, all the way down in the southernmost city of Eilat, where the water there is the Red Sea, the same body of water. And yes, it's the one that Moses split in the Bible. We send our condolences to the families who are dealing with the very unfortunate aftermath of this unusual attack. And now for a brief announcement before we explain how to win 2 free tickets to tomorrow night's 50 Cent concert. If you are getting caught up on your Israel Daily News, we'd like you to consider sending over a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News/support. The financial support that we get from subscribers helps us maintain our show and helps us continue to grow and try to reach new audiences. Subscribers will get a handwritten thank you note and a little poem that I write myself to let you know how thrilled we are to have your support. And thank you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. We have one link in the show notes, which you can click on, and that'll take you to the page where you, too, can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check that out at israeldaily.news. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at israeldaily.news, as well as Shana Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. Do you want free 50 Cent concert tickets? And I'm talking about the artist 50 Cent. If you are listening to me and are living in Israel and you can actually physically go to the concert and you want the tickets, they're not cheap, by the way. These are not cheap tickets. They're good ones. Send us a 30-second front-facing clip of yourself telling us on camera why you love the Israel Daily News podcast, what you get out of the show, and a line about one of your favorite stories that you heard from us. Send this little video clip to shannafold@gmail.com. That is S-H-A-N-N-A-F-U-L-D LD at gmail.com. Get me your clip by Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. and I'll announce the winners by 1 p.m. in the afternoon so that you can plan your day and plan to go to the 50 Cent concert. Don't forget that my name has two N's in it when you send me that email. I'm going to be announcing the name in the podcast, but of course I'll be emailing you right away at 1 o'clock to let you know if you are the winner. The most enthusiastic submission will win the two tickets, and I will forward them to your email, and you will see 50 Cent in concert. If I have any follow-up questions for you, or if it's a very tight race, I'll be reaching out to you by email. Did you know that 50 Cent is from Queens, New York? And so am I. Well, I can't wait. I look forward to seeing your clips in my inbox. The show is at the Menorah Mivtachim Concert Hall on Igal Alon in Tel Aviv. It starts Tuesday night at 9 p.m., so that's tomorrow night. Good luck with your submission. In the meantime, tonight I'll be covering opening night for the 50 Cent concert for us here at the Israel Daily News Podcast and for the Jerusalem Post newspaper. Israel's High Court of Justice overturned Interior Minister Ayelet Shaked's restrictions on entrance of Ukrainian refugees. Now, in light of Russian attacks on Ukraine, refugees can stay up to 3 months in Israel without a visa. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian president, commended Israel's Supreme Court decision. Zelensky also expressed a desire for Ukraine to act similarly to Israel in its actions. He stated, "The rule of law and respect for human rights is exactly what distinguishes a true developed democracy." The ruling does not, however, specify which qualifications a Ukrainian will need in order to be accepted visa-free into the country, but I'm sure that will be coming out. Those details will be coming out soon. Most importantly about this story, the Supreme Court has stopped making sure that there is a cap on the number of Ukrainian refugees that Israel will accept. So that's also a huge part of this, that there's no cap anymore. They're not going to put a limitation on the number of refugees that the country can take. Last night, the Sunset Series event that I host for internationals in Tel Aviv was a big hit. As always, people in their 20s and 30s came to the Esperanto Bar to mingle, drink, network, and listen to member of Knesset Yossi Shane speak about the inner workings of the Knesset, or the parliament, and his fears surrounding a future in Israel that is stripped from its modernity and democratic values. It was a very focused talk, followed by a question from someone in our crowd who had actually read his book and wanted to know how Israel could manage to balance both being powerful in its sovereignty and also sensitive to the needs of foreigners who are looking for help. He quoted the Bible, this person that was sitting with us listening, and one of our participants, and he talked about when God tells the Jewish people to always act with kindness because we too were once foreigners in a foreign land. Well, member of Knesset Shane was really gracious. He answered the question. He stuck around after the talk to get more questions from our community. Next Monday at 6:30, I'll be hosting Nir Guess, the unofficial ambassador of Malawi to Israel. He'll be speaking on his grassroots Israeli organization, which rescues and rehabilitates young girls who are sold into sex slavery. If you are a young person in Tel Aviv, get in touch with me. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, July 4th, 2022. Tel Aviv has a low of 24 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees. That's 75 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 88 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I also usually add in a few personal anecdotes so you can get the inside scoop on what's going on in my personal life. And I always mention our professional highlights from the Israel Daily News. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website at israeldaily.news. Thank you to Michelle Milner for her social media work and our interns Samantha Barron, Carly Bruckner, and Eliana Neal for writing some of today's stories. I'll send you off with a song called Flying High by Erica Krall. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week.
Fly high, like a bird.